Republic Norwood, home of the $5 espresso martini happy hour.
I think I love you.
I want you to reach out.
Amos 10 Eggs' Billboard Singles. Hit 107.
I came here for love.
Billboard Singles. We've given up our advertising billboards around the city. We've put single people from around Adelaide who have applied on hit107.com to be up there. There's a number you can call to leave a voicemail, and the rest is history. We do live phone dates, and then if they like the phone dates, the people that are set up, they go out and they meet in public in the same way that our man James did with Bianca.
Hi, I'm James. I'm 30 years old. I'm a young, busy professional here in Adelaide, and I'm hoping to find someone to share my life with and grow an empire with.
James was a very popular man and received lots of messages on our voicemail.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, my name's Sam and I'm 24 and I'm interested in James.
Hey James, my name is Bianca, I'm 28.
Hi, it's Vanessa here.
Hi, my name's Brittany.
Oh my God, he is so cute.
But during the phone dates, James was asked a very strange question.
I love to get lit, obviously.
Yeah.
You love to get lit?
Look, if the timing's right and the occasion's right, I can definitely get lit.
Oh,
you have to teach me the lingo of the younger generation, though.
The younger generation.
Well, he ended up passing on the offer to get lit. He instead decided to go on a date with Bianca.
I like the electronic warfare, the defence consultant. I think she's interesting. I think we've got some common ground there as well. Yeah, she's coming from defence and I grew up in a defence family. I feel like common ground's probably the safest bet.
You don't want to get lit AF, bro?
Oh, man. I've done it too much. I'm tired, guys. I need a break.
All right, so on Sunday, both James and Bianca went to the Lion and had a date. Bit of lunch,
nice.
Couple of drinks.
Beautiful food there.
Absolutely. And we had, our street team is there, the Hit 107 squad were there and chucked a microphone in their faces individually when they were apart from each other to find out how the date went on Sunday. And this was what Bianca said.
The date went really well. Yeah, hit it off pretty. We actually walked in together. So, yeah, kind of broke the ice. I don't think I would have done anything differently. Just had, like, really honest and open conversations, which was, really good.
Okay, positive.
Sounds very positive.
What about James, his thoughts?
Good. It was good, yeah. She's super smart. I really enjoyed talking to her. Probably would have encouraged her to get an Uber so we can get a little bit more intoxicated because then makes the date a bit easier to flow when you're both a bit more loosened up, so, yeah.
Of course, after drinking responsibly.
Yeah, and after you do drink responsibly, you might wake up with some grog horrors, you say,
oh, geez.
And you regret maybe what happened. So they're reasonably sober, but they're both on the phone with us right now. Kat, I'm going to leave it over to you to elicit a response from them of whether or not they're going to go on another date. And if you are listening, both Bianca and James, please be honest. There's no point wasting each other's time.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
All right, let's cut to the chase. There's limited time to waste. Bianca, we'll start with you. Are you keen on going on another date with James?
I'd be keen, yes. I'd definitely catch an Uber next time instead of driving. So, yes.
All
yes,
right.
Definitely.
And James?
Look, I just have to quickly say, James, it sounded like you might have... Shoot, you should have picked the chick you wanted to get lit. You want to get an Uber everywhere, mate.
No, James. That was going to end in one way and one way only. So, no, I'm definitely happy with my choice. So. Well,
James, let's hear it. Yes or no for a second date with Bianca?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Jesus, it's been successful Billboard singles so far.
I mean, last year, hardly anyone checked up.
No. To be honest, we were a disaster last year, so I'm a bit stunned.
Well, James, I mean, obviously Bianca had seen you on our Facebook group and on the billboard in Bowdoin on Port Road there, but were you happily surprised or with what you saw?
Yeah, absolutely.
Looks-wise?
Yeah, definitely. She definitely dresses more professionally, so I guess the girl that likes to get lit ass probably would have been... a little less inclined. So, yeah, no, absolutely.
All right, so to watch this space, again, that's two billboards.
Well, we are having a party, so we'll check to see your progress there, so you can't hide from us.
That's right, yeah. The start of August we're going to have at the Republic in Norwood, the home of the $5 Espresso Martini Happy Hour. We're going to have a big singles party there, but we're going to be introduced to new people who are going on billboards across the city tomorrow.
New aim by the Billboard Singles Party, which everyone is invited to. I want to see a pregnancy test come through positive.
Oh, God. It's like in, what, 3 weeks, so, isn't it?
Well, we better get moving.
That's on you, James and Bianca. The challenge is out there. But, guys, tomorrow we're going to be introduced to three more singles across Adelaide who are going to be going up on the billboards on Hindley Street, Port Road in Bowdoin, and, of course, the corner of our street, Franklin and West Terrace. It happens. Billboard Singles. Adelaide's craziest way to find love is back.
Catch up with Amos, Kat and Angus.
Hit 107.